We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk a little bit about clay shooting in just a moment. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Is that my cue?
That's your cue.
That's
there.
My cue. All right. It's time for me to talk and Jake to talk. And Jake, it's the middle of winter. How's your tires doing?
Tis they are fine for now.
You're fine for now?
I
thought you needed new tires.
No, they're good right now.
Oh, you had that one replaced.
I had a
curb.
I had a curb.
And it did a bulge, and they put a brand new tire
completely
on this car for
them. Anyways.
Yeah, that's good. No good for tires, yeah.
No, it's not.
And potholes before long will be a problem.
Oh, they're already patching today. The other day they were patching.
There's been some horrendous accidents lately. I've been seeing these just horrible accidents, and it scares the daylights out of me. So I went around and checked all my tires, aired them all up this past week because, you know, we had that real big change in weather. And it was warm as heck on Thursday.
Well, they had
Friday,
they had a big winter air sale on.
They'll change your air out in your tires for you.
Oh, good.
Diamond Jim's does
all those accidents. They should have went to Diamond Jim.
That's right.
I think they still got some. They're on their second truckload. So
well,
it's
I'm
free.
I'm looking forward to more winter air. That's for sure. Yeah. But
I'm looking for the spring air. They'll get a truckload of spring air too pretty soon.
That's good. That's good because we're going to need it because spring we always need air in the spring because we lose air in our tires from hitting potholes.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a constantly evolving story. What?
You would think the counties around here would just do free tire replacements.
You'd think that would be part of our... Like, why don't we have... You know, we have the ghost thing for Genesee County? Maybe we should have the tire thing, you know?
What would be the ghost tire version of
I don't
ghost?
Know. You think about that while
toast.
I talk. So, there
big billboard with toast on the side.
Tires, often, air... I don't know. Toast. Anyways, so Diamond Jim's.
So this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's
Tire and
Automotive.
And you can reach them at 810-743-4210. They're on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road in beautiful Burton, Michigan. The good thing is I have good tires on my car. I got one vehicle right now that doesn't have Diamond Jim's tires on it, and I just looked at my tires on my truck. That's where I was going with this. And it's like, you know what? The F-150 needs some new tires. So I'm going to have to get some
new
meats. I'm ready for some meats. I'm probably going to go
need
with
some new
big.
Kicks.
Kicks?
So you need some all-terrain TAs from Diamond Jim's?
I don't know what I'm going to get.
If you're going to get the best, get the best.
I need something good for that truck because I do tend to run off the road occasionally.
You know, I had rugged trails. You got to go all-terrains. Some BF Goodrich all-terrains.
I was literally looking at brand new all-terrains yesterday, and I said, you know what? That's probably what I'm going to get. So, because I got Firestones on there right now, and I'm not real happy with them.
And last thing I remember, Firestones caused like trucks to blow up and flip. Remember that?
That was an old thing.
That was the Explorers.
GM said that.
They'll put you good tires.
They'll get me good tires. Anyways. So I'll go to Diamond Jim's and get them. You can link right to them from my website, thegss.com. But when you go in there, thank them for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. That's very important to us. And remember, it's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, 743-4210 is their number. Monday through Friday is when they're open, though. So make sure you write that down and go see them. 810-743-4210, Dort Highway, just south of Bristol. So it is the middle of winter. It is truly right smack dab in the middle of winter right now. And I am so looking forward to shooting clays this year. And then, see, that's the spring in my step when I think about clays. You hear that beautiful noise in the background? That's the way it is. I emit little sounds like that one. that was my phone. But anyways, we have with clay shooting, there's really no closed season for clay shooting. Dan, did you know you can go out right now and shoot clays just about anywhere you want to?
I knew that.
You knew
did
that.
You
okay.
know?
Did you know what?
That down by Detroit, the different yacht clubs at Lake St. Clair, since the marinas are frozen over, you can go out and shoot
clays on the ice?
Clays on the ice.
I wonder if they have to use steel shot. Otherwise, they'd be putting lead in the water.
If it lands far enough into Canada, I don't think they really care.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, they're already dumping nuclear stuff on the shore.
Yeah,
so
don't say
not?
That. Don't come on. Let's go back to reality. Okay, so we're shooting clays here in the Genesee Lapeer.
I'd have never heard Dad say that. Let's get back to reality.
Let's get back to it. It happens occasionally. So, clay shooting in 2025 is just going to be hot. I know it is.
So it's but you it, say clay shooting.
Clay
so
shooting. That's what I'm going to explain.
The difference. Yeah.
There is trap.
Yep. Which is the single.
And trap flies away from you. It starts, I forget how many feet in front of you. I should have all this written down today, but I'm not worried about it. Trap flies away from you on different angles.
Yep, and you move your positions.
Yeah, you go to different positions and shoot so that you get a wide variety of shot patterning.
And depending on your distance varies depending on how good you are.
So trap guns tend to have a little bit longer barrels. They run more full choke.
You're going to see, what, 30, 32-inch barrels and flat guns, right?
Yep. And even 34s, but usually 30s, 32s.
Just a long barrel shotgun.
And then there's sporting clays, which is a very interesting mix of everything. Sporting clays is a reality thing. It's like going on a golf course. You got to play each hole.
Yeah.
So as you go through a sporting clays course, you are literally at the mercy of how they've set it up. And they are very good at being tricky at you getting those clays. They'll fly out of the trees. They'll come up from underneath you. They'll come overhead from above
you. Sometimes you're up on a platform.
Yeah.
You can walk up 10 steps. And
and you got to shoot from up there.
Different hunting scenarios, realistically.
Now, and you don't put the shells in the gun until you're right there. So they keep it safe.
Yeah.
And safety is always first with this stuff. And it's a golf course. You go down just like you walk for a mile and you got your gun with you. A lot of guys smoke cigars out there. A lot of ladies enjoy cigars when they're out there, believe it or not. It's a ton of fun. And I don't do the cigars, but what I get a kick out of is when I go out shooting sporting clays at a lot of the clubs, so many times they're like a refugee for animals.
Oh, yeah.
That you got to literally wait for the deer to get out of the way before you shoot the clay because they're standing right there. They don't care that you're out there shooting a gun because they're used to it because people do it all day long.
And there's, you know, a variety of stations.
Stations,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, different numbers, right? So most of them will have probably about 20 to 25 stations.
Well, you're gonna shoot 50 rounds on a round of sporting clay.
Some stations might only have one or two shots.
Right. Some have three.
Some have
two and three.
Some have one. Yep. Some have four.
Some of the things you have to do, there'll be some that bounce on the ground like rabbits.
Yep.
There'll be some that fly real low and fast like a duck coming in to swoop. There's others that come in and they're actually running out of gas before they get to you, and then they fall drifting in, and they come down like a duck softly coming down for a landing. Very cool ways. And it teaches you all the ins and outs of good shotgun shooting. So
that's and that's a lot, like you said, that's like a golf course, but that's a lot of real life.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
And
yes.
And the cool thing about this is, go ahead, let me say this real quick, that here it is the middle of winter, and you can still go out and do this. There's even nighttime winter leagues where you got glow in the dark because nighttime comes so quick here in Michigan. You know, all of a sudden it's 6 o'clock at night and it's pitch dark or close to it. They have nighttime glow shooting. They have and we're not talking gorgeous ladies wrestling there, Dan. We're talking glow as in the clay's glow. Mm. Uh-huh. Yeah. I see where you're going. I can see his eyes. Oh. He gets this little puff of smoke comes out of his ears.
Making it up.
Yeah. So, but the ranges have a ton to offer. And then there's my favorite, which is skeet. Now, why do I like skeet? For years, I've had bad knees. And skeet is one of the more sedentary ones. You don't have to.
I like mesquite.
Mesquite's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm smoking some tomorrow.
We
got a whole butt roast.
He's got a pork butt roast going in tomorrow.
It's my job to cook for my wife's family.
So. Which course is that? Butt roast mesquite.
Yeah,
butt
that's roast, right. Yes, there you go.
I would be there.
No kidding. Yeah. Nothing like a good butt roast. But anyways, back to clays.
Clays,
that's right.
Skeet.
Stay on. Yeah, we're talking skeet. Skeet is my favorite. I love it. You still get to walk around. You still got a very challenging course.
Especially, a lot of times it can be the same course as trap.
Yeah, you'll be on
the same
range.
Kind of half circle range.
It is the same, and they just have a different booth where the clays come out of on the good clubs that are set up that way. It is fun.
There's a high house, and there's a low house.
Yep, and then the clays
come out of up high, hence the name. The low house, they come out of down low.
And some of the stations, they come right at you.
Some of them they do, and they fly kind of left to right or right to left in front of you.
If you've never had to duck a clay, that doesn't sound good. But if you've never had to duck a broken clay after you shoot it.
Now, ironically, trap and of the three, trap and skeet are both Olympic sports too.
Yes. I don't know what they're doing with sporting clays, if they're going to work it in. But it'd be pretty hard to make it a competition because many sporting clays shooting ranges are so unique.
And on a local aspect, skeet is also a Canusa sport too.
Oh, it is. Yep,
they do that locally.
And there's
here.
A lot of high school skeet teams.
There is.
Yep.
There
is. And support your local high school skeet team. If those guys come up to you and ask you in your business, your small business, hey, can you support our skeet team? By God, give them $100 or $200. Help them out.
Need it for the ammo.
This is the shooters of tomorrow. Yeah. You know,
yep.
We support our local skeet teams out in Flushing all the time, and we've helped others too. Goodrich, we try to help them all the way around. So if you're wanting to get into a skeet league or one of these leagues or get out and do some shooting, there's so many clubs. You got the Grand Blanc Huntsman Club. You got Oakland County Sportsman's Club. Lapeer County Sportsman's Club. You got Hunters Creek Club. You got the Huntsman Hunt Club. I know it's almost a – it's come on, guys. Be a little more original. But that's out by Dryden.
I wonder what they do there.
Hunters Ridge Hunt Club in Sporting Clays. And then Williams Gun Sight still has shotgun ranges, but they're tactical shotgun ranges now. Yeah. They're not the old trap and skeet ranges because right. They had to expand their business.
And don't forget, even if you want to practice, you still have the pit and Lapeer too, the DNR.
Yeah, but
that's not really for Sporting Clays. If you have a, let's say you got a new shotgun, you want to just make sure it works.
Well, yeah, and you know, as long as you're doing things legal, that's the important part. And in Flushing, we've got the Genesee Sportsman's Club as well. It's a good club, Sporting Clays and Skeet and Trap. And
Saginaw, too.
Shiawassee, Saginaw. There's great. And Frankenmuth. The Frankenmuth Conservation Club is great. There's a ton of them around. And if you get down closer to Metro Detroit, you got DSC down there in
Detroit
Utica, Sportsman's Congress. I think it's considered so Utica. Great places to shoot all around
and
us.
And you talk about
Blue Water.
In
Port Huron.
And even if you're going even further south and you get into Ohio, you've got the big ones there on the airports. And you look at the photos of, they use airports because of just the sheer size.
In flat ground.
Flat ground. And that's where they'll hold major competitions. The airports, of course, closed down for it. Yeah. Duh. But you have lines of the trap and the skeet fields on the edge of the airport because you can shoot and you're not going to hit anything.
Well, they do the Grand Nationals there, and that's where they have... They'll have 1,000 shooters out there.
It's
today,
incredible.
You know?
It's incredible to see that, and it's impressive.
All kinds of stuff out there, but there's so many outstanding shotguns on the market right now for this. But you might already. What I wanted to really get the hint was, you might already have a gun that'll be great for this sport in the closet.
It gives you a reason to buy another one.
Yeah, I know. We always need reasons, but Dad's old 12-gauge pump might work just fine.
True.
I've been laughed at the range before. You know, when I'm out there shooting my old 12-gauge pump, my dad gave me a 1981 when we were pheasant hunting together before he died. And then by the time I was done, the guy with the $10,000 shotgun was asking me to shoot with him. Please come to Blue Water and shoot with me, you know? And it's like, what kind of gun do you have? And he says, well, I have a Perazzi. I said, what's a Perazzi? And he looked like I'd spit on his grave, you know? And I say, hey, I like this old Winchester and it works for me. Well, apparently you outshot me, you know? And I said, well, it is what you have. So whether it's a side by side and over and under, even bold action shotguns and single shots, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They are a lot of fun. And the pullers will pull the clays for you with what you have. If you have a single shot, they'll give you time to reload.
We've seen people, where were we at? It doesn't really matter where. They had a single shot. I want to say it was a Contender in 410 or 20.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a handgun.
I think it was at Grand Blanc, I think. The guy was shooting it out there. We're on the skeet range.
A full-on...
It might have been Flushing.
It was a very interesting setup, but it was a handgun shotgun that he was using back in the day. But you're right. You can use so many shotguns.
Yep.
And you mentioned pullers. Remember, if you have a puller, remember to tip the puller.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, they're out there. They're doing some work for you.
Yep.
Same as you would tip somebody, you know, drying the car off at the car wash.
Especially if you had a good round or if they helped you along
if
the way.
If they helped you. A lot of them are really, they're great shooters, and they'll give you tips and techniques. If you miss one, they'll kindly help you out.
They're conscious of how your day's going, and they want to make it better because the better you shoot, the happier you're going to be, and they're going to tip them more. So it's good. Bring some money with you to tip. So I saw a new Beretta 688 this week, Jake.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you. I'll tell you about it in the next segment.
Okay.
What a shotgun. The 688 Beretta performance sporting model.
That's a little two-door Chevy, right?
Bad to the bone. Not a Chevy Beretta.
Oh, okay.
A Beretta. Gotcha. All right. We'll talk about that when we come back with more of The Gunsmith Show.
It's The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.